And we're back, Clubhouse episode 6, talking about the Masters, the Clubhouse leaders, Felice Kaufusi and Kenny Bromwich, and of course, our co-host, Ryan Pappenhausen, had a run-in with the police and the Mako Sharks. Stay tuned, guys, and let's get into it.
This episode is brought to you by Rick's. Eyewear that inspires confidence. Carefully crafted sunglasses, prescription, and blue light eyewear that's made to last. Use the code Clubhouse to get 20% off site-wide. Head over to rickseyewear.com.au and shop all available styles now. Alrighty, let's get into the show. Alright, welcome back. Episode 6 of the Clubhouse. As you can notice, boys all got their golf kits on. It's Masters Week, baby.
Let's go.
Who am I, baby?
Let's go. Got Cobra. The Adidas Bogey boys on.
Go the Cobras.
The Puma boys. The Puma boys got it on too. How are we feeling, lads? Are you excited for the week?
Pretty excited, mate. Love our golf. We've got tomorrow off, so we'll have a little hit me and Husey. I'm thinking Joe Ram will take it out.
Joey Ram.
Joey Chan. He's related to Joe Ram.
Joey Chan.
Where he's playing at tomorrow?
That's a great question. Who's he going to answer for us?
I don't have an answer.
Probably Capital or something like that.
It'll be somewhere. Probably Burnley, I reckon.
Burnley, yeah.
When's
Royal
that back? When's
I don't know. Burnley Joe passed it the other day and Mo was like, play it? And I was like, oh, play there a couple times. And then I was like, too good for that place.
Yeah, have you seen Yarra Bend now? Yarra Bend's starting to get really good now too.
Oh, really?
No. Yarra Bend's nice. Yeah. It's actually hard to get on there now.
They've done the drive range, like all technology through the roof now. They've changed the whole format of the holes as well. So it's pretty good. What about yourself, mate? Who are you thinking about?
Yeah, do we get into our tip straight away?
Nah, I reckon we wait.
We're going to wait?
I think we've got some other things to speak about first.
Yeah. Right. Sorry,
but boys, we do have a big show. We've got a bit to get through, so I'm going to try stick to the schedule this week. But we've got plenty to talk about, especially the review from this week's game. But without further ado, we've got the icebreaker. And Tommy's watching thinking he knows what question I'm going to ask, but I've changed the question up for the icebreaker this week.
And he's liked it. The boys don't know about it.
But I've had this one for a while, just in my notes, ready to ask, and I think this week's the week.
He's black booked it.
I've black booked this icebreaker, and it is. What reality TV show do you think you could win and why?
Oh.
What could you see yourself on?
What's that TV show with you pick cases and it's the
Deal or No Deal?
I reckon that'd be me. Deal or No Deal.
The easiest one.
I reckon I'd pick 23 luck. Or 13 on my birthday, you know, and just end up winning the million.
Is that even still going? I have not seen it on television.
Yeah, it's still going.
I brought it back.
It's a different host now.
Influencers and celebrities are on it.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
What, so rather rich people randoms. Rich people on it already to make more money?
Yeah, Deal or No Deal.
Yeah, just an easy one. Yeah, I could have went somewhere outside the box, but
I was thinking more like
Love Island or something.
But
for you,
no, for you,
Bianca, be ecstatic that I went on to Love Island. Honestly, if we're talking about other things, TV shows, I'm thinking you're Love Island.
Yeah,
for sure. I reckon you'd get the rig off anytime you could.
I'm going MasterChef. That's my one.
MasterChef.
Yeah.
What would you deal? What would your dish be like if they had to ask you to make a favorite
dish?
No, but you got to have a dish every week though.
Yeah,
but every ep.
If just say it's a grand final.
Yeah. If you make it all the way through, what would you have to make?
It's like a three. You'd have to do three course, I think, the grand final is.
Yeah. No, what's going on?
Entree?
Maybe. Entree, dessert. Maybe like garlic bread or something?
Yeah, you're losing. you're not making
Eagle
the final.
Boys, go to Eagle Boys and
get
it.
Let's call me garlic bread and then we'll finish. Dessert can just be like, I'll make some ice cream and then...
What ice cream? Cremulet
like,
or something?
Yeah, I don't know. Just like a nice chocolate one. Nice chocolate ice cream. But it'll be the best one they ever have, so.
The Buller one.
I'm just going to keep it simple.
What main would you have?
No, MasterChef. I don't need to go into details. Just MasterChef.
MasterChef.
What about you,
Husey? I automatically, reality, I'm thinking of the dating shows and that, but I'm no good at, like, all the shows I watched with Mol pretty, like, Love Island, Maths. What other ones are there? I don't really watch Bachelor and that. Mole watches that, but I don't. So I'll be shit at that because I'm not a romantic. I was thinking that.
Big Brother?
Nah, Big Brother. They're too. I feel like Big Brother is like they're still so tactical, and they're all like you have to be like a real arrogant or not arrogant, but like you got to be a dodgy bastard on there.
Yeah, you got to play the game, and I feel like I'd be too nice to do that. Yeah. So
you don't want to be a threat early, you know?
Yeah. See all that sort of threat, and then you got to like turn on people. So I wouldn't do. I reckon Survivor. I don't know if I'll go any good at Survivor, but
I'll probably give that.
Celebrity in the jungle?
Yeah, a celebrity, get me out of here. I reckon you'd be pretty good at that.
Okay. Mm. I was going to say, definitely not Survivor if they made you do push-ups.
Oh, not the push-ups.
Well, I'm hoping I beat someone else on there, but Survivor.
Survivor.
Stop it.
All right, let's say deal or no deal is out of the question because that's...
Yeah. That doesn't count. Yeah. That's a game.
It was a great
show.
Answer, but let's go. Let's dive a little
bit. It's got to be like a reality one. Reality one. That's like Love Island or... I don't know why I keep fucking watching
Love Island. You love Island.
I do watch it a bit.
Jesus. I'm going to go. You know what? I've been really into my... building and stuff, like watching
the Lego one.
No, what's the one?
Lego.
Block.
The block. Oh, the block.
Oh, okay. That's a good one. Yeah, Think about that.
Yeah, I'd go the block.
Yeah, right.
Get on there and just, you know, my trade.
Will you take Bianca with you? No, well, you have to. Who you?
I'd be single.
You have to take your partner.
I'd be single if that's the case.
You can't go single.
We end up single because we'll just be headbutting all the time, worrying about.
And there's no sleep.
Nah, no sleep.
The kids, away from the kids.
So who's your partner on it then?
No, she would be, but I'm saying, like, by the time.
But you don't want it to be, obviously.
A week in, she'd be whinging about the cold and it's wet and nothing's getting done and we would have no money because she would want to buy the most expensive things. She wouldn't be out of budget.
Tell us how you really feel, bro.
You have the floor.
Bianca,
now.
You're terrible.
I could see you and Roachie on that, actually.
Roachie. Fuck. Roachie would think you'd run the place, I reckon.
The foreman.
That's a good icebreaker.
Although I'll just change a little bit, but
that's good, man.
Good
like
answer.
So what did you say? Love Island.
I went Love Island. I'm winning MasterChef. MasterChef.
chocolate
ice cream and garlic bread for entree. Nice and simple. They don't do it like that. Very funny. Very funny. What's been happening, lads? Otherwise, obviously golf tomorrow, you said, day off.
Yeah.
And big game this week. We'll speak about it in a little bit.
Yeah. I'm excited about
it. Life outside footy. Give us a little update. What's been happening? Anything changed from last week? I got a fine from the police, which we'll touch on. It's
what happened, Pat?
Kayaking without a life jacket.
Did you actually get done?
I got done. I got done.
Kayaking without a what? A life jacket.
The water police PDF. Out
there. Fucking well deserved. Good on you.
The water police are probably looking for drugs or all things out there, and they find you.
Find me just the life jacket. You know, and $400.
$400?
Yeah, it wasn't cheap. So that's where my week's gone. I've had to budget this week and just save up a little bit.
So have you bought a life jacket now?
There's a bit of context to it.
Yeah.
So I went out with Pez and Zave the other week and we went for a kayak and a stand-up paddleboard.
Yeah.
And the police boat was out there and I was like, didn't have my life jacket on. They're on the stand-up paddleboard. And they didn't say a thing. So I was like, oh, you mustn't need one.
Must be loud. Yeah.
So this time that I went out there, I left the life jacket in the car, just a light and the load in the back because I had my towels and waterproof bag. Not much fits at the back. So anyway, I was out there and then they like whistled at me and I was like, oh. And then he just like waved me over, went over. He's like,
was it a wolf whistle? Was it a?
And I was like,
get your ass over here.
Waved me over here and said, oh, mate, you need a life jacket. Do you have one? I said, yeah, it's in the car. Can I go back and get it? I was like, I don't know if I need one because I was here the other week and they didn't pull me over. Anyway, long story short, he's like, nah, it doesn't matter. We'll send you a fine in the mail.
Nah, didn't even give you a warning.
Didn't give me a chance. I had the life jacket in the car, so I actually went back there, got it, put it on, went back out and still.
Did you show him, at least?
They gassed off after I went back and got it.
Did you tell him who you were?
No, well, they have to ask your name, and I was thinking about stitching up, but I was like, I just can't. Like, what if they do?
Yeah, you get done for fraud.
I'm Jerome Hughes, and I live in Q. You get the fine, right? If anyone's listening and kayaking, it's... Yeah. You need to wear one in the kayak, but if you stand up paddleboard, you don't need one unless you're 200 meters out or further. So
I reckon it's because there's makos out there.
Yeah, but think about people who like deep water swim.
Yeah.
Like, why don't they need a life jacket?
Yeah.
Maybe they thought you were like under 12 or something like that.
No, I think kayaks are because if you flip and you're stuck, does a life jacket even help you? No.
Well, it's easy to get out of though. Oh, yeah, you'd be stuck under it.
Yeah, so it's not going
to
help.
I don't know. We'll have to get
The dudes that seen you first didn't care, and then
that's what I said. And then when I said that, he sort of had like this look in his face, being like, I was like, maybe I shouldn't have said that.
Yeah,
maybe it was a rookie on dive. Yeah. He's been sacked now.
He's got someone else fired.
No, so that's what's been happening with me. A bit disappointed, but I'll recover.
Keep kayaking, man. Yeah. How'd you pull up after the game? What have you been doing since the game? Obviously, you've been just been training on the weekends and then cruising, but was there any difference this week after playing?
I was pretty sore the next day, but lucky enough, played against you in golf in Sanctuary Lakes.
That's right, actually.
Yeah, we played the next day. I'm sure you remember. Took me for plenty.
Oh,
he took me for go. Yeah, he took me for a bit of cash. I'm not going to talk about it too much on the potty.
Okay,
talk about how
I was up five holes. I was up five holes with I think three to play on the front nine. Okay. Four to play on the front nine.
Yeah.
So he had the press. He doubled down on the game, and then wait, six, 7 holes later, I was down two.
So you won the press?
He won the press, and then ended nothing. Up, and then, I didn't win a hole for the next 7 holes.
Yeah, and then I just
he just went on a rampage and
just won everything.
What's
all the
handicaps at the moment?
Yeah, well that's
I'm at 8.3 and he's at 20.
No, I was on.
You won 20.
I think I was on 20 that day because I had two shotters. Yeah.
Oh, I was on 20, unfortunately, but. I was looking for, I haven't played at Sanctuary for a while, so I was looking for the blue tree. I know that for a fact. I was ready to hug it.
The Latrobe blue tree.
Yeah, it was a very dark day for me, and hopefully the tables turn tomorrow, but I can't guarantee anything. Yeah, right. What about yourself, Husey?
Nah, Trudon. Obviously, we had a good win and then played you at golf, caught up with a couple of mates, and then actually went to the movies.
Did you
went
guys
and
see
seen
the movie?
Godzilla.
All right, give us a wrap.
Godzilla vs. Kong. It was gross.
Yeah.
It was one of those. Like I said, I loved all that superhero sort of stuff and like the monsters sort of stuff. And even Mole was actually getting into it. She was like, there was this part where they, I don't want to ruin the movie, but they like team up together, Godzilla and Kong, like they hate each other. And then they end up teaming up with each other and they're just like running together. And like me and Mole was like, fuck yeah. We're just like, fuck, how good's this? And they're just running together to go fight whoever they're fighting, the Scar King. So. Yeah, I was pretty pumped. It was good. It was good. Oh, I'm probably easily satisfied.
You don't dive too much.
Yeah, I don't dive too much into it. So I like heaps of movies. I'm pretty an easy pleaser. So I'm gonna say a nice 9. Eh?
Ooh, like, nice. I actually like decent.
Hey, that's a good plug.
I was loving it.
That's a great plug.
Like I said, you know, me and Mo were pumped up.
That's actually a pretty high score, Husey.
Well, that's what I mean. I'm to someone else, it would probably be a bit different because they're going to complain about a few things. But, I just love that shit.
So. Spoken into existence.
Well, actually, funny enough, you said that, Husey. Well, I went to a comedy show on the weekend I forgot about.
Oh, that's on at the moment.
Yeah, the comedy show. I went to Tommy Little. So
yeah, right.
How was it?
Yeah, it was really good. We went and seen him 4 years ago, and the context has changed a little bit. But I reckon he was pissed on the stage when he was coming out.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he was blind. It was hilarious.
Was it good, though?
It was
I swear some people are better when they're pissed.
He was out there. He had two bottles, two glasses of Peroni out there as well.
Oh, yeah.
He's just sipping on, it was pretty funny.
It's a big week from the lads. Yeah. But we also got to number 6 on the Spotify charts this week.
Oh, nice, boys. Congrats.
So, well done. Well done. But
chasing that one spot.
So if you're listening.
Keep grinding.
That 5-star rating, please tap that and forward the podcast onto the group chats, and that's going to help us. We'd love to see it go from 6 to 1. But we do know we're on the grind at the moment. Yeah. So
I know Luka Doncic and Draymond Green watched a fair bit of it, so chance you can give us a plug.
Shout out to those guys. Well, there might be one other person who watched, and I think we touched it later in our Eye Catcher of the Week.
Mm.
But we did speak about him last week, and he's suddenly popped up again. So we'll get to that. But good to see that our international reach is alive. Let's get in the footy, lads. Obviously, massive week again.
Let's go, boys.
The escape artists were being called at the moment. A few nice little wins at home. And
a couple of Houdinis.
Husey, 50th Storm try.
Yeah.
Congratulations,
mate. Well done. I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either. I think Storm posted something. I think it was a couple of days after, and I've sort of seen it. I was like, what the? I didn't know I scored 50.
What was it? 250th something as well? Something.
Point.
250th point.
Yeah, so 50. No kicks, obviously. 50 tries, four. No, 200 points. 200 points.
200 points.
Yeah,
five times four is 20. So.
Fortunately, I haven't kicked any goals yet or field goals either, so I better get my ass into gear and try to get that tally going up a bit.
Just take the kill kicks in front. Yeah. I'll take them from the sideline because I can't kick ones in front.
Yeah.
And then our first time playing together as a spine for 2022.
As a spine, I think Billy Slater actually came up to me after the game and said it's been like ages since we've all played together last year. Against the Bronx, but we didn't play in the spine together. Nah. So
I spoke to Paul Bunn, would have been just probably just after maybe 5 weeks after you'd done your injury, perhaps. And he was saying, like, he looked through all the spines that have been at the clubs, and we've played literally not even 50 games together in the 4 years.
It's crazy, eh? Yeah. When you look at our spine,
it's weird. It's crazy.
We haven't played any at all.
2021 for the first time, that was 25 games.
Mm.
And then 2022.
No, but we wouldn't have played. There was a few times we were out.
Yeah,
numerous. Like a few of us were out at times, and
yeah
it's wow. just Hopefully we can start streaming some games together, boys. Jeepers.
Hopefully you can get 50 in 4 years.
Going for two in a row this week, so.
Hey, stop it.
50 no. tries. What do you reckon you got, man? You'd be up there.
You just got 100.
Yeah, I'm, you know what the funny part is? I can't find the try line at the moment, but I'm the highest try scorer. I'm the highest try scorer here at the club and with the players
right
we
now,
got.
Right now.
With the clubs players we got right. at the moment. Yeah.
How did you find that out?
Mum messaged me the other day. And then she messaged me saying I'm four points off four goal kicks off 150
for the club. So 8 points.
So I'm top. So yeah, it means it's top five already.
Yeah.
I can get into the top three.
Goal.
Yeah, goal kickers.
Goal kicks.
Yeah.
Maybe you should just kick this week.
No, yeah. I'm not kicking.
In front.
Have you not seen the potty from like one last year?
Yeah. I fucking lined it up, mate.
So what do you reckon you're at? You'd be over 100 tries.
Yep. So I think I'm up 80? To 150 points.
What? 150 points.
Yeah.
Four. What's the record? Nah, Slatsy's only like 160.
Wait, tries.
Is he? Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
No, I'll be over 100, but I won't be anywhere near him. He's like 190-something.
Oh, yeah.
AJ's second now. Billy's third.
Ken Irvine was
We've got confirmation here, and the boys are laughing, so.
54.
54! He reckons over
100.
Andy, I knew it.
Did you say 54 for the season?
Fuck, 54. I nearly got you, bro.
I've got more trials than you.
Yeah, Paps would be up there.
Yeah, he actually would, yeah. I told you, I reckon I've had a dry spell. I reckon I had 40 in 1 year.
40 in 1 year. And you had 14 for the rest.
I can't find the trial at the moment.
You've only had one game, man. We could borrow
some off Zave at the moment. He's just.
He's like, scoring for fun.
To be fair, your try probably should have been a try on the weekend. They pulled it off you, but.
Yeah, I know.
We'll have to get the refs boss. Yeah,
did they come out? Did anyone say anything about what the call was? No. They didn't get back to
us. No, they didn't get back to us.
Left the message on there.
Left Belair hanging, probably because he just emails them every day.
Yeah, probably just spraying them all the time. Like,
has no this guy again.
has no relationship. He's got no people skills, Belair.
Mm. Oh. How many does Paps have?
Paps has got 70.
You guys are smiling, so I'm going to say it's less than 50.
I think it's more than 50.
Yeah, I'm going to say 70.
I think I've played nearly 80.
Yeah, I'm going to say 70.
I'm going to say 58.
You've had 7. You've had doubles and then you've had fours as well.
63. Oh,
yeah. 4, yeah.
76 appearances.
Yeah.
Yeah.
52 tries.
Oh, you got me. Mun's winning.
Hey, welcome, Pappy.
Mun's leading.
Oh. Sorry,
there's
brother.
Only 4 tries between us.
How many games have I played? 73.
And you're fullback.
76.
Yeah, right. Yeah, honestly, got me.
Mm. Mm.
Try to score a double this week to even you up.
Yeah. See us just hogging the ball. Get into the trial. I fucking pass it.
If you make a line break on Friday, Pappy, and I'm next to you, if I'm next to you, I'll make it. Just last year, you like tell us under the sideline.
So 50 tries, 52, 54.
Yeah, so man, I told you that was the highest in the team.
Yeah, you're saying 150, though.
I thought it was 150. I was talking about my IQ.
We do have a big game this week as well.
Mm. Yes, we do.
We've got the Doggies Friday night. Mm. Coming off a weird game they had.
Yeah.
They went over there.
They played really well though. Yeah. So
they started well, eh?
26-0 half time.
Yep.
And yeah, 130-26.
That would have been pretty disappointing at the back end of the game, but they played out of his skin.
Yeah. They got some good players, man. Like they recruited well. You know, they're starting to gel pretty well, so we need to have our antennas up and going to have Foxy there as well. It's good to have. he'll be loving coming back to Melbourne as well, and he won't shut up. He's even from the – I remember last time. I think we were warming up, kicking, and he can just say, hello, Hughesy. He just keeps yelling at that, and he just screams at the whole time because he's on my edge. He just says, Hughesy. He doesn't shut up, but it's good. It helps his team out and fucking – gets annoying in my head, so that'd be good to see them. But yeah, we're going to need to play really well. And obviously, after last week, it's we probably didn't play our best, and we ended up getting the win and played a quality team, and they had a few stars missing as well. But we've done pretty well to get back into that game, but a few lapses from us probably gave them the opportunity to score tries, and we can't be doing that. We need to be on the whole game, so hopefully we can put a good performance this week like we need to.
It was a weird game last week, wasn't it? Like we sort of felt like we were on top, but then they'd score, and then at halftime they were ahead, and it just felt felt weird. Like, we felt like we weren't playing too bad, but they just made the most of their opportunities. Yeah. And I think the Doggies are the same this week, where they've got players who can just create something. Them. And if you're not on, then it's nearly like every week now. It's cliche. There's literally no easy game.
Nah,
so.
No way.
not gonna put any pressure on you, Pappy, but I don't know if you know, mate, but you're in the top 10 for the Dally M's leaderboard at the moment, mate.
I did see that the other day, actually. Yeah. I don't know about that. What do you think about the Dally M's? I like the old system better, man.
Yeah, like, I don't understand.
It's very confusing with the 6 points and stuff, it's good to see one of our teammates are in the top 10, mate. So it's you're doing everything you can, so it's good.
How does it work, though?
I think it's 4 points, and then someone else does the. Was it three points? And then someone else does the 3 points as well.
Three people do 3-2-1. Is that how it works?
Yeah, but I don't think you can get a max six. I don't think you can get more than six.
You can get like two people vote, and they both give you a three.
Yeah.
That's six.
Yeah. And then no one else can vote.
No one can get a five because you can't be three and a two. So then it's four. You know what I mean?
I
think it used to just be a 3-2-1.
Why do they? I don't know.
But like you look at the top 10, right? And there's seven fullbacks in there. So
take the compliment, mate. You're doing well.
Thanks, man. I do appreciate it, mate.
Stop trying to sugarcoat it with how many fullbacks in the top 10.
You're playing well, mate. We reap the benefits of you guys doing it all. Mate. So I'll take the compliment. Thanks, mate. I appreciate it. But
just take it.
In saying that, it's all right. We've got a big game this week.
Husey with the 50 tries. Which one would be your favourite try?
Oh,
you've got a fair few highlights.
I don't know. 50.
Anything to the top of your head that you can remember that you're like, oh, that was a good try for myself?
Nah, not really, to be honest. I don't reckon I've scored too many, like, mad tries, to be honest. No, I actually don't reckon.
I reckon the one from the Warriors is when you grabbed it off the ground and you passed it to him.
And the ball boy beat
him. Oh, yeah. The bro was flying. He didn't have a ball in his hand and he wouldn't have been fatigued. He was fresh.
I'm filthy.
But that one was pretty cool. Was that the first try?
Was it?
That one was pretty good. Anzac Day, big hype, and then running 70. 60 metres maybe?
It would have been 80.
Oh, yeah.
I gave it to you straight
away. And then I was cooked for the rest of the game. That would probably be one of my faves, I reckon. Oh, there's one try in New Zealand actually. It was, I think we ran an option with Smithy and I had the rude headgear on. But it was a close game and I think it just sort of put it out. We ran an option where Smithy come out and he just flicked it back to me.
Yeah.
And then I ran and scored and then celebrated with Smithy. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, that would be pretty cool.
What about
the
you,
photo
man?
Of the headgear?
I think I obviously scored a few tries, 150. Yeah,
150, save, boys.
Do you have a favourite try?
I thought we were adding them up to, Q Cup because that's where back then I could score.
The Capris
days.
Do you have one? Do you have a favourite try in your 54?
NRL tries. Don't forget my Q Cup ones. I'm gonna say the one where I didn't score at all in the year, so I was almost ready for a new run. And it was the last round against South, and somehow they've kicked it. Like so, they put a little chip over. I've tried to catch it, and I think it was John Sutton went to go boot it. His booter went to go dive down for it. His booter hit me in the side of the head. And I've just caught it. And just put it over the line. I was cheering.
Get off the noob.
And then they went to the video ref. He went, no try. I'm like, please, what a try.
He went up and said no try.
Because he hit me in the head. Like, I'm trying to get off the ground, and he's come up with his boot, kicked it, hit me in the side of the head, and my hands is like.
Land straight in your hands.
Straight in my hands, and I put it down. It's like, you beauty. So otherwise, lucky. Everyone would have seen the little chipolata.
Yeah,
the little chipolata at Mad Monday.
What about you, Paps? I don't know.
GF one's pretty crazy.
Yeah, that is, man.
Yeah, grand final one's hard to go past. But I think one in Canberra a few years ago, I think they might have put in a grubber and it was like going out towards the sideline. Then I just like.
Yeah, I grabbed it, stopped it,
put on the brakes and then took off.
I reckon that
was pretty fun.
I watched that from home because it was freezing.
I played, I think.
You played?
I'm
pretty sure the bro fended me off and then he like got around me and then kicked. I think it was George Williams.
Yeah, it was.
And he kicked it to you and then you ran the length. I was like,
It was either they were going to score or we were going to score, and I was like, yeah, like
I remember it clear as day, it was you boys running out, and I could just tell by Joshy's like reaction.
Cold,
he was
man.
Breathing, yeah. And it was just like, it looks like ice coming out of his mouth, and you can just tell he hates the cold. And was like,
that was a week, that was a debut,
yeah,
because someone warm up, yeah,
yeah,
we had heaps of injuries that week.
I think it was a hemi or something, someone done their hemi in the warm up, and
it was
Izo,
yeah, it might have been Izo.
And Dazza Shane played,
yeah. He didn't have anyone there because, like. Yeah, on the day, yeah.
Was it COVID? It was COVID year.
Yeah, it was. It was too.
Freezing. Oh.
2020.
What a memory,
so,
man.
Actually, I did my media. That's right. That's what I was watching from home. Cheering his home back in Sunny Coast.
We've got our listeners' question of the week again. So thank you to everyone on Spotify.
Heaps.
Oh,
yeah. 41. So
there
much,
was
guys.
Heaps.
41.
It's good.
From,
but keep them coming on.
Yeah,
we love
appreciate
them.
It.
And great questions too. So, yeah, we do appreciate it. And, yeah, hopefully more next week. But question this week from me that I've picked out was, I have to check it was by actually, but who would you not let date your daughter on the team and why?
Oh.
I'm going to go Jonah Pezzett.
Why?
Why?
Due to? Just his little rat bag. So just wouldn't trust him around here, you know?
No. Yeah. He hasn't got his blue card either.
Yeah, that's my Jonah.
Well, that's because you're good mates with him and you know what he's like.
Yeah.
Who is he?
I'm going to go Trini Blue Eyes, eh?
You're not
going to? I'm going to go Trini.
Trini Liero.
Oh, yeah. I thought you said you can't. You won't. Oh, you're going to get Pez to date your sister?
No, I'm not.
Oh,
letting.
Oh, you're going
I'm to going Trent to not date.
Yeah. Oh, not? Oh, far out. Yeah. Well, it's okay. Fair enough. Yeah. Why Trini?
I don't know. He's just he's a bit of a bachelor, I reckon.
Mm.
So
low key.
Yeah, and... You know, I've had some good nights out with him, but he's always the first one to leave.
Mm.
So he'd leave.
Very sus.
Yeah, very sus.
Okay. You've had some time to think.
I have had some time to think. You know who? And I'm best mates with him. Christian Walsh.
Yeah, okay.
A close relationship with him. And I feel like he'd be real smug about it.
Mm.
Like knowing, like, oh, mate.
He'd be telling you about it.
Yeah, he'd just be. Hey, man, I'm dating your sister. Or
yeah.
Your daughter.
Oh, yeah, he'd be rubbing it in. Yeah. That's what.
Yeah,
that's what it would ruin it.
Push would come to shove when he's playing golf, and he'd just pull out,
and then he'd just start getting personal. Yeah.
Yeah, look, it's not a
unbelievable.
Yeah,
unbelievable. Thank you for your questions. That was my one. Yeah. You boys got yours now.
Yeah, mine's from I think it's Ellie Wells. Mine's about obviously playing regional games, so taking games out to the region.
Yeah, I've seen this one, actually.
Regardless of, like, for example, obviously I'm from Rockhampton, taking games up Queensland way, country Queensland, or even kind of like Victoria country. You know how we always play our home games in Melbourne?
Yeah.
I feel like the Dogs or even Demons and stuff, they take the games of Tasmania or they take the games of Ballarat.
Yeah.
For us, probably taking a game out, like, to our more Broadmeadows. I know we got a little academy out there, and I just think for us – I think we could probably delve into that a bit more and be able to play regional games. I don't know about you boys.
So what's the question?
I think it'd be good.
Where would you want to play? So for me, I'd probably want to play like in Queensland, like maybe like Bundaberg or Emerald.
Mm.
What about you boys? Mm.
What's regional though? Like how far?
Like Geelong or like for you, like just somewhere that hasn't got a big stadium, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So like not like a Cbus Stadium in Gold Coast or Suncorp Stadium, somewhere like...
Yeah.
Like a Queensland Cup stadium, like, you know what I mean? Or somewhere that's never played or never had a game.
What about
like a country round? I know Q Cup do a country round. Like, I don't know, some of those fields you probably won't be able to play NRL on, but I reckon it's a good concept. I wouldn't mind somewhere regional Victoria. Like, I think, where did we play a couple of years ago against the Knights for a warm-up game?
Casey.
Casey?
No, it was Warrnambool. Was it Warrnambool?
Against the Knights.
Yeah, we played Newcastle, remember?
No, we played, in a trial.
I know we played New Zealand Warriors and no, it was Knights. It was Casey.
Nah, we played them. We played them out somewhere. I'll check it, but it was
Albury.
Nah, it wasn't Albury. Nah, we played them there as well.
Yeah,
we played them at Albury, but pretty sure it was Warrnambool.
The Bull. Okay. How long ago you
wasn't that long ago. It was Means' first year, which was 22. I got a photo on my Instagram, but
Yeah,
somewhere out there, you know, somewhere.
No, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Ballarat.
Because I remember I played fullback because my hair was. I was mine. I got in trouble the year before, and I would play fullback, and my hair was luscious.
Yeah, yeah, it was Ballarat. Sorry, but anywhere like that, Ballarat, Warrnambool. I think Western Bulldogs take one of their games out there.
Mars Stadium.
Yeah, yeah.
Good memory, man.
So I think it'd be good out there somewhere.
You, perhaps.
I mean, I wouldn't call it like
Leichhardt's pretty mad. I'd go playing the Leichhardt would be sick, but I don't know if you'd count that as regional. So let's go back to Albury.
Mm. Yeah, Albury was good.
That was pretty cool.
We've had some good memories in Albury too. Like we were there for a long time through COVID and that. Yeah.
That was nice.
I just think somewhere different playing the games. I know we love our home games, but it'd be good to take a game country.
Yeah. I got one from Zach_94.
Oh, Zach. He's our age. He's 29.
Mm. After X's, obviously, hanger on the weekend, his question was, who from the Storm could play AFL, do you reckon?
In what position, I reckon?
Who can play it and what position would they play?
I reckon you could play Paps. I reckon you'd be like like a Zach Butters or just a follower. I reckon you'd just be around the ball, getting disposals.
Yeah.
Just being nippy around the middle. Hard to tag. You'd be hard to tag, I reckon. Yeah. Just fit, fast. You go all day. I'm going to put you on. I know you have ambitions of playing AFL when you come to the club. But I think you'd just be in the midfield just getting those touches and I think for you, that's for me.
25 plus a game, I reckon, disposals. Maybe one goal, 0.8 goals.
I don't know if you can kick goals. But
maybe off half back, like Johansson, something like that.
I'll probably go, it's probably an easy pick by X. Mm. He could be a full forward. Like, have you seen him kick as well?
Yeah, he's got
he's actually got the good ticky.
I think he'd done some stuff with, I think I'd G'd him up last time saying that, but looks like he's done some stuff.
Yeah, I don't know if he done, I know he went and done catching him and Brickworth, might have been a Collingwood. Coach or something, but like obviously easy ones as hangers, but he can kick as well. Yeah. Like he's got good. I think we were in the gym. Did you see that in the gym the other day?
Yeah, six in a row. Or
six in a row. Kicked him into the bin.
Yeah,
from like 20 meters away. I reckon.
That's decent. Fair. Yeah. A fair crack.
So I know it's an easy pick, but Woofer's kicking as well. I reckon he could. He could.
He springboards like Jeremy Howe. Hey?
Yeah.
Just hangers after hangers,
And he can kick.
That's such a good one. I'm gonna cop out and say Zave as well, but also I think the Mundog give it a crack.
I reckon he'd be Vlosten at the back, bro.
just be a pest.
Stevie May at the back.
Yeah, he'd be pulling people's hair. Yeah, he'd be jamming him in the ribs. Yeah. And
he'd be suspended. He'd be like the most suspended
Barry Orr.
Lockdown defender, I reckon.
I could see you just have that rugged type about you, and you can kick off both feet as well. So.
Yeah, I'm more of a Caleb Daniels, I reckon.
Caleb Daniels, with your little helmet.
With the helmet,
I should have said Husey with his helmet. but thanks for the questions, thank you, guys. Unbelievable. Like I said, there was 41 this week, so to pick three was very tough.
Yeah.
But now. We've got some brand newies.
Let's go. Freshies.
Brand newies.
Oh,
so,
the dark cherries, are they?
Shout out, Ricks.
No, but these are just the cherry Melrose, which we've got here.
Thank you, sir.
But the dark cherries, there's a new shade being released. Ooh, so they're live now, actually. So these if you do want to grab a pair, make sure you do them. But we've got the cherry Melrose to put on for our Rick's eye-catching moment of the week this week.
Oh, I'm sexy tonight.
Mm. Eye-catching moment of the week this week is the Piero Winks filly.
$10 million.
$10 million.
I was having a convo before about it. It's 10 mil, could be a dud, but it could breed again, eh?
Yeah.
And
that's just
the bloodline, eh?
They'll end up finding some gem out of the 10 mil. It might not be her, but it could be another line.
Imagine that it is good, though.
And then the value of it. Up.
Yeah. 10 mil.
Mil. So,
imagine this having 10 mil in the Astro.
Was there a group that bought it?
Yeah. So, I think the lady who owned Winks, she actually bought back into it. So, I've been looking a little bit about
it. Did she have a contract with that? Did she? Did she have like a percentage of every time Winks?
What I think's happened is there might have been other owners and she's offered to buy their thing of it and then. That obviously comes with the share of the horse or whatnot.
Surely she's smart and just
so she's got a bit of it, and then others have bought or she.
Well, I think
owns
she just owns it now, and then she'll race it with Waller.
Really?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
But I think
it's crazy, man.
Ten mil for an untried horse, unbelievable. But you only hope. That's my eye catching moment of the week.
I just hope for their sake it wins because I know you hear crazy stories about people spending 20-30 grand on horses and they end up winning Group Ones and.
Yeah.
And being grouse, and Cooper then you spend $10 million.
But no, I'll catch you moment of the week. So well
that's a good one.
Debbie's her name, Debbie.
Nice Debbie.
Debbie bought the horse, so we know you'll be listening.
Yeah, Deb. If you're out there,
you're my eye catching moment of the week. Cheap shit. Good on you.
What about you, lads? I catch your moment of the week.
Yeah, mine was the game in Newcastle. Nice and wet.
Pissing down.
Yeah, Zach Lomax somehow found a way, run down the solo and got pushed in the touch and miraculously flicked the ball in with torrential rain and somehow hit Benny Hunt on the chest and he scored a good try. So, yeah, in the wet, to be able to flick the ball like that with some with a gust in his throw was pretty special.
Yeah, it was pretty skillful.
I was pretty gobsmacked to see him do that, especially in the wet. I know he done a couple. He loves his flick passes. You can tell he loves the flashy stuff, but to do that in the wet and
be a try assist
like that is pretty special. It was like Globetrotter like, but yeah, I thought it was a good little eye catcher for myself, especially in the wet.
A good one.
Very, very good. Husey?
My Ricks, I wear eye catching moment was actually, we talked about it a couple of weeks ago, WrestleMania. WrestleMania was on the last couple of days. I think there's a two-dayer. I didn't watch it, obviously, because you got to pay Dosh, and I don't have enough Dosh to pay for the main event. But I've seen highlights, and there was a comebacks of, I think The Rock's not been on it at the moment, and he's going to war with, I think it's Cody Rhodes.
Yep.
They've been having a big thing, and then his group was going against someone, and then John Cena returned, and I used to love John Cena. He looked very dusty running. If you can get the clip up of him running to the ring.
He was still
he looked very sore. Very sore. I don't know if he can wrestle much more, but so he come back first, and then after that, I think The Rock smoked him, gave him the rock bottom, and then I'll set the scene. The lights just go out. Dung, and then you hear dong. And then the crowd just goes wild. And I was getting those. I was thinking, like, obviously I know it's faking that, but now, like, when I was a kid, I used to get, like, all those shivers and that. I was getting them again, bro. I was like, holy shit. And then the lights turn back on. He's behind him, gives him the choke slam, and then the lights go out again and just puts it off.
He's gone.
Eye
catchy moment.
That's
WrestleMania.
Yeah, it was crazy.
But
what would your finisher be?
Favorite finisher.
Like, if you were a wrestler, what would your finisher be?
Oh, I don't know.
Mine would be the 5-star frog splash.
I would steal, yeah.
Rock band.
I used to do the swanton bomb.
Oh, is that Jeff Hardy?
Jeff Hardy's on the trampoline, bro. And it was because I used to like hang my neck out. Because you know how he does? He like hangs his neck for ages and then he tucks late. Yeah. I was doing that on the trampoline and fucking lucky my neck's not broken, but probably be the swanton bomb.
And the boys must have been listening to the podcast because who did we mention last week? John Cena and Undertaker.
Yeah. So they both come back.
They're very, that was unbelievable. On my TikTok this week, it's just WrestleMania.
Yeah. And then I don't know if you've seen Reece Evans. Did you see his story of Declan? He was like fully watching it, getting into it. And then when someone pinned someone, he fully got on the ground and like done the count too, bro. He was fully like, we know Reece. His kids love it, and he was right into it. So it's good. Is it making a comeback? Like,
it's good to see.
It's always been there.
It's always been there, but I think they've just changed over. So now Triple H is in charge of it all instead of Vince McMahon.
Vince McMahon, yeah.
Okay. And so, this is getting all the old boys back, which is this is great. It's like my childhood's back.
Yeah. Did you see Speed there as well?
Speed? He's injured.
Is it a Sting?
Logan Paul.
He
brings out
he got RKO'd. And then he was in hospital apparently with a neck break. Bro, it looks so weird. I actually watched it. He got like RKO'd and it looked like the table was supposed to break and it didn't. And it just looked like he got fucked up. It was pretty bad, bro.
Beautiful. Eye catchy moments of the week. Brought to you by Ricks.
Thank you, Ricks.
Like we said, new color frames out, the dark cherries. So head online and check them out. And also 20% off. Discount code is Clubhouse for all our listeners. So
honestly, guys, you should get a pair of these cherry Sohos. I'm looking like a 4, but when I put them on, I'm a 10.
We spoke about this at the top of the show, but US Masters Week. Very exciting. Probably the only time I pull the sports bet out and have a little crack. But it's back this week, and we are going to do a little sweep.
Yeah, sweep.
So we'll do that right off the top here. How to enter is comment on YouTube. Just comment Masters, and you'll go in the draw to be part of our sweep. We're going to have 70 entries, so make sure you're quick for that. If you've got some friends that want to join as well, make sure you join in. But 70 entries, comment Masters on the YouTube. And how we're going to do it, there's obviously more than 70 players for the week, but we're going to sort of split it up in categories. So you're going to obviously have your favorites, blah, blah, blah. You'll have your Scotty Schefflers, your
yeah, Adam Scott, yeah, you know what, top and you'll dogs, be, yeah. you'll, they'll just be singles, but then we'll sort of clump up the ones that are 100 to 1, 200 to 1.
You got a few for the bottom ones.
500 to 1.
Yeah.
And we're going to end up with 70 spots. So yep. how we'll do it is there'll be 70 entries, 70 spots, and you'll get randomed with Scotty Scheffler. So Hughes, you might have Scotty Scheffler, and that's who you have for the week. So we've got some great prizes too. Mm. We've got a box of Tour Tees, Melbourne Storm branded.
Let's go.
We've got some game-worn golf Puma shoes.
For myself. These are the ones I hit even with at the Capitol, and I'll never do it again.
So he's going
to sign them.
I will sign them.
And we've got a fresh pair of Tour 360 Adidas as well.
Oh, golf shoes, baby.
So some nice golf shoes here.
Brand new.
So, yep, they're going to be a giveaway item. So three giveaway items for the winner. But, yeah, that's how it's going to happen. So if you don't enter, just comment Masters on the YouTube. And you're going the draw, but
easy on the YouTube. Make sure it's on the YouTube.
On the YouTube, not Spotify. Spotify will be for the questions of the week.
Yeah.
But yeah, the YouTube. So very exciting. 70 spots will go quick.
We will be in. Are we in as well?
If we comment,
might have to get on there. Get it. But we're going to do our little, I don't have a YouTube.
We're going
to
do our little tips now. So
yeah,
hope you've been doing some research.
We've got
our tips for the week of Masters. Do you want to kick us off, man?
I'll jump the gun at the start, so I apologise, but
no, you're
right. I said his brother,
Johnny Rahm.
John Rahm.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah,
a little live golfer.
Yep, well. And Brooke Koepka.
So you've got the live Koepka. Theme.
Yeah.
You've got the Rahm.
Yeah, all right, chase that money.
Yeah, okay. Just feel like they're made for it.
All right.
New boys. I'm going to go Rory McIlroy.
Ooh, I like that.
I'm feeling Rory's going to win it, eh?
He's been going okay the last couple of weeks in favorite. Tournaments.
Yeah.
Is he the favourite?
No,
Scotty.
No,
I'm
just
Scotty
Chef.
And I'm going to go Tony Finau.
Ooh, Finn's.
Yeah.
Finn's up.
Hopefully he doesn't.
He's a little bit of a rougher than
what's
Rory.
He at?
But
did you check?
I think he's like at 40s maybe.
Ooh, all right.
So,
okay.
Bit of juice. So,
yep.
Hopefully one of them. And then Ricky Fowler. Go, Ricky. Go Puma. Yeah.
He's gone the triple threat. He's gone the triples. Top eight.
I've gone Hideki Matsuyama.
Mm.
Goes well around Augusta.
Yeah.
Mm. Played well at the recent tournament in Texas. And I just think he's warming into it,
you reckon?
Yeah, I think he can do it. And then my other one, a little smoky.
I know you told me today.
Minwoo Lee.
Minwoo.
I think he can make it happen.
He's an Aussie. Anything can happen.
Yeah, I just think he can make it happen.
What's he at?
He's got that. What, how much? 71s.
That's juice.
Yeah. I think Hideki is maybe 20.
Yeah.
But I just think Minwoo,
rough.
He's got it in him.
Mm.
Yeah? So they're my two I'm going to back.
Yeah.
But yeah, like we said, there's 70 spots up for grabs for the sweep for those prizes as well.
Mm.
You don't have to know golf to enter.
Yeah.
You just get your player, or you get your few players.
And then you can watch.
And you hold on and watch. So little thing for the week.
Mm. Starts on Thursday. Thursday night our time, isn't it?
Thursday, does it? Yeah.
It's exciting. It's school's not back as well, so you'll be able to get back
stay up late.
Stay up late.
If you're a school kid.
School doesn't start till next Monday, I'm pretty sure. Parents so there like, you go.
What the hell are you watching golf for?
In the sweep.
Tell them it's for a good prize. Yeah, sweep.
Yeah. But yeah, that's how it works. I don't think I missed anything, have I?
Yes, Papi, unfortunately, you've missed the giveaway winner for last week.
Yes, right.
Yes,
we do. The giveaway winner for
the Anzac Day jersey. The winner is
our man Aiden.
Aiden, congratulations, Aiden.
_9630.
That's yours, brother.
That's yours. So plenty of entries to go through, but you've been randomly selected, mate. So we appreciate the support. We appreciate everyone sending it in, actually.
Yeah.
It's funny how some people watch it. They like in the car or at the gym.
It was actually good seeing how everyone watches it.
Tag us more often and, we'll get around it.
No, for sure.
There's a lot of different ones, eh? Yeah. Like gym, brekkie. I think someone watched it after our game, so it would have been –
yeah,
nearly like 1 a.m. or something. So, shout out to everyone that entered.
Watches in weird places. That's another thing. You could probably just tag us in and just listen to it in the weirdest places you ever think is
ever. Where's the weirdest place you watched our potty?
Where's the weirdest place you watched the potty? Or what were you doing?
Oh.
Fuck, get your head out of the gutter. You two cheapers.
You still got your sunnies on. No eye-catching moment.
Oh, we're done.
Yeah.
Can't like my sunnies.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's a good one, actually. Yeah, right, I mean, we love seeing the comments. Yeah, we love seeing you post about it on Instagram. Your weirdest place you've watched it. And if you feel comfortable sharing, weirdest place you've listened to it as well.
Mm.
But no, we haven't finished actually because we did do the giveaway, which Aiden won. So we'll get that posted out to you, mates. But we've also got our clubhouse leader of the week, and we've saved it till last because we'd know these two guys pretty well.
Yeah.
And it was, I'm not going to lie, I did get a good laugh out of seeing it on the weekend.
Was good.
Yuzi, without further ado, our clubhouse leader of the week.
Clubhouse leaders. We got two of our, you know, our real good mates used to be down here. Two of our old back rowers, Kay Porks, Kenny Bromwich, and the Poos, Felice Kafusi, both found open space.
Both looked quick.
Both
too.
Were on a treadmill. And unfortunately, speedy recovery, Poos, he actually done his hammy.
Oh.
He hasn't seen open space like that before, and you could tell because he was just looking everywhere for Hammer. Lucky it was Hammer, or else he probably wouldn't have got the try assist. But shout out to those two boys. It was good to see, you know, Porks get over the line, and then Foose sitting up a try. And I know talking to Porks after his game, he, you know, it's been a while since he scored a try, and he was calling it the Pork Slider too.
Pork Slider.
Yeah, he said he done the Pork Slider. He done his, you know, his try celebration where he froze froze the ball like that. Yeah, he was happy with it, and he played golf the next day and celebrated for a few beers and not many Stableford points apparently. So shout out to those two boys.
Clubhouse leaders.
Nice force.
And the Dolphins are going well
the boys
too.
Still so. Got it.
Yeah, doing really well. They're on top of the ladder at the moment.
Yeah. Flying. But
they are flying.
It was very funny, but also
it was funny. Like Foose's face when I watched it, I was actually laughing, like, sorry, Foose, but I was laughing, but just his face, like he could just tell something, wasn't it? He was just like the warrior's face, and then once he's seen Hammy, like he done a little smile, like, yes, I'm sweet.
And but, what do you have? I think he came out and said he hit 33 kilometres an hour. Do we believe that?
No way. There's no chance.
You're lucky to hit 10.
Yeah. What do you reckon, like, what have you hit in the game? Like, not in the game, but what's your top?
Top. So I think I got to 9.7.
Okay, so just under 36.
Yeah.
I think 10 is 36 kilometres an hour.
Yeah.
So 9.7 would be, yeah.
And that was ages ago. That was like 2008.
In a game, yeah.
35. Oh, wherever. In the backyard, if you want.
Nah, I hit 9.8. I hit 9.8 at Geelong camp, went a downhill slope like a bear.
Oh yeah,
I remember Baz telling me I hit 9.8.
9.7.
Yeah, but I don't think I'll
let me
get
guess
to that.
9.9.
Oh, you wouldn't believe it. Nah, I haven't hit mine for ages. I think.
What was your highest though? What
10.1?
10.1.
Yeah, that was playing intense. Queensland Cup, I think, on a short backup after Junior Origin.
Really?
And so yeah, the hammies would have been tested.
So you go faster when.
After underplay back to back.
I'll be lucky to hit 9.5.
Play again, but I would love to see my hot top speed in the last couple of years. It can't be top. It can't be. Must have been the Anzac Day when I was flying next to the ball boy.
Mate, I reckon Josh King got me these days.
Kingy, yeah. Well, after he ran that nice little, he scored that last little try last year.
Mm.
He's hitting some speed there. No, that wraps up, lads.
Mm.
Good show to finish.
Thanks for having us.
Episode 6, so we've got plenty to come in the weeks to go, but hopefully a nice win this week and, try and move to the top of the table. But
We're climbing.
We had a few home games. I think this is our last. Oh, no, because we've got Roosters and South.
Yeah,
we've got Roosters and then we've got Anzac.
Yeah, so, it's good. Thanks for joining me, lads.
Yeah.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for everyone watching.
Tuesday.
Thanks for all the questions.
Me taco, you taco.
Appreciate it.
Little reminder for the Masters giveaway as well. So
on YouTube.
Big week, and we'll announce the winner next week because it'll be all wrapped up. So thanks for tuning in, guys. We appreciate it, and we'll see you next week.
Gamble
score. Go, Rory.
Thanks to everyone that has tuned into the Clubhouse podcast. Please make sure you have hit the subscribe button on all our channels and also following us on social media at Oz American Aces so that you don't miss out on any announcements.
Catch you at the Clubhouse.
This episode is brought to you by Rick's. Eyewear that inspires confidence. Carefully crafted sunglasses, prescription and blue light eyewear that's made to last. Use the code Clubhouse to get 20% off site-wide. Head over to rickseyewear.com.au and shop all available styles now.